I'm not quite conscious when I rhyme, but I'm honest. The less things change, the more they gon' stay the same. I write songs from the heart to erase the pain. Maybe I should go to Vegas, put my money on the haters. Maybe I'm just disillusioned, thinking I can make it. I'm up for the challenge. A lot of these cats' egos supersede their talent. Their reality is imbalanced. We begun hot, and then the buzz stopped. Your favorite rapper got a phone agent lunchbox. Now we're back to piss you off, why the fuck not? You know we dumb hot every time the drums drop.
Can I ask you how you started rapping?
Yeah, it was in junior high. I had a best friend and he was battling. He lost his grandma's chain. And I was like, oh, hell nah. So I stepped to the dude and I crushed the guy and,
so great.
You know, made history in my junior high.
When you look at the history of hip-hop, and you know the history of hip-hop pretty well, where do you see yourselves fitting in?
I find myself wondering, will the world wonder when? We never learn to win, and we wonder why we fight. So we stay rhyming, stay writing, stay pushing through the dark just to get into that light right about now. Things are tougher than they ever been. The world is getting sick through a taste of its own medicine. Stay spilling flows like a Gulf Coast levee when I brainstorm. Lights out like on Edison, refuse to let it die out. Get a grip on, flyer than a grip on. Two ancient Egyptians, fit you to a T like Lipton. When we flip on, hit you super thugs with reality-based Krypton. Your whole criminal facade is see-through. Please leave rap alone, we don't need you. Jump out like Mike mixed with Knievel. Feel the rap of these everyday people.
A lot of people who become suddenly famous and wealthy when they're young can't deal with it.
We were famous for like a year, yeah, and then both moved back in with our parents, so
yeah,
we had money, but...
What was that early period like for you when you were hit with fame and money, and you had to figure out how to handle it?
Well...
Prozac.
The charts are full of clowns like a car at the circus. I don't know if it's an accident or happens on purpose. I'm a little tired of all the drug deals and murders. My words are priceless, my catalog is worthless. It's not a moral thing, it's just it's kinda boring. Been hearing that same tired rhyme since I was 14. The fact that I'll be dead someday somehow inspires me to write what's inside of me and show you all that I believe.
We're coming to the tipping point and our turn, cause really music is for us. Don't get caught burning trees and forget the forest before you tour bus. You gotta come to grips with the choices you make. In the booth we're kinda nice like the next school day, right after they show roots. So when we expose you to that real deal, how it feel to go through making life and not that fake bullshit that they sold you.
Once you perfected your technique and you started working parties and then working in clubs,
right,
what was it like for you to see the reaction of the crowds to the thing that you had been doing alone in your home?
Well, it was a little weird because, you know, when you're at home, you just, you know, you're in your boxers.
Yeah, and people, we didn't know if people liked the music. It just, I mean, because we're so good looking.
Yeah. It's tough being this handsome.